Knives, machetes, saws, and shears. Multi-tools, shovels, swords, axes, spears, hatchets, and tomahawks. If it cuts, snips, slices, or chops, Midway USA has it. Find great gift ideas in our huge selection of pocket knives and other everyday carry folding knives. Make a statement or create a family legacy with one of our top-of-the-line hunting knives. We've got a great selection of manual and electric sharpeners, too. For just about everything for the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com. The 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history. Designed by John Browning, the 1911 was the standard-issue sidearm of the U.S. military from 1911 to 1985. While Colt produced the original, almost every major firearm company has produced its own version. It's wildly revered for its reliability, crisp trigger, and is still a favorite for all types of shooters. Whether you're looking to buy or build a 1911 and just about everything for guns, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
What's up, everybody? It's Physical Friday, and we are on a four-part series about navigating your road to fitness. Now, wherever you are on your road, that is fine. If you are an elite athlete and you are working towards a goal, you may find something in here that you can apply to your fitness. And certainly, if you are on the couch and you have aspirations to lose 30 or 40 pounds or to get stronger or to eliminate this back problem that you continually have, you are going to find something in this that may help you. It has certainly helped me and it has helped a lot of people that I know. The first week, we talked about consistency. That is setting your schedule and then sticking to it. Lots of ways to do that. If you didn't listen to that first one and you're jumping in right now, I encourage you to go back and listen to the one about consistency. The second week, once you get the consistency set up, it's no longer a problem. You're no longer hitting the snooze button. You're no longer skipping workouts. You've worked it out to where you've set up your schedule. You're going to these workouts. You're making it to the gym. Now what? Now you work on accuracy. Accuracy is working on the quality of the movements, making sure that you're doing them correctly so you don't hurt yourself, making sure that you're doing them correctly so you're getting stronger throughout the entire movement, and making sure that you're doing these movements correctly so you're not wasting your time. You're not cheating yourself out of gains that you could possibly be making. Work on accuracy. That's where you insert a coach. That's where you do some work on YouTube and look at videos of the activity that you're doing and seeing if you can get better at the technical aspect of these movements that you're doing. Now, this week, let's say you've worked on the consistency. You got that nailed. You're working on the accuracy. You're getting better at every single movement that you're doing. Now what? Once you're doing those movements correctly, now it's time to add what is really the secret sauce. The secret sauce to getting better faster. The secret sauce to making gains. The secret sauce to losing weight. The secret sauce to making these improvements that you set out for. It comes right now. But you can't do this first. You have to go baby steps. Consistency, accuracy. This week, we talk about intensity. What is intensity? Intensity is doing whatever you're doing harder or longer or faster. That's intensity. How can we do that? What can we do to add intensity? Well, just like I said, you could be doing some workouts. Now you could be doing those workouts four times. Can you do the same work in less time? Can you move faster and still maintain the quality, right? That is intensity. Another way to add intensity is to add weight. If you are doing squats and you're doing air squats, what about holding a 5-pound weight, a 10-pound weight? What about doing back squats? What about adding weight to the movements? That is adding intensity. What if you're running? What if you run further? What if you run faster? That's adding intensity. Adding intensity is where the gains are made. You continue to add intensity and you go at it. Eventually, when you have the consistency, you have the accuracy, and now you've built your body to a place where you can actually go as hard as you possibly can. Going as hard as you possibly can is how you're going to make a lot of gains. That is how you're going to accomplish your fitness goals. But like I said, you definitely want to get the first two steps in place before you start adding intensity. If you have poor quality of movement and then you throw weight on top of that, that's a good recipe to get hurt, good recipe to get injured. So get the coach, learn how to do the movements properly before you start adding weight to them. Once you're sure that you're doing them properly, now you can do them faster. Now you can go heavier. Now you can go longer. That's adding intensity. And if you insert intensity into the right place into your fitness journey, really step number three here, you're going to see that you're going to make real big gains real fast. And that's where, you know, you see somebody, you haven't seen them in a while, you're like, man, what happened to you? Well, somewhere along the line, they added intensity and they lost the 30 pounds. They lost the 40 pounds. They lost the 100 pounds. Somewhere along the line, it was intensity. And that intensity of movement is a really big one. But you want to be careful about throwing weight onto poor movements. Not something you want to do. So work on the accuracy. Make sure that you're ready. That's where a coach comes in. Coach can help you to do that. And if you're not doing the movement correctly, you don't need to be adding weight to it. So add the intensity when you're ready. Make sure first that you're getting to the gym, you're maintaining that schedule. Secondly, you're doing the movements properly. Now throw on the intensity. All right, next week, we're going to talk about the final step, which is recovery.
I'm Will Cooper, and you're listening to HuntStand's Make Your Mark podcast on the Waypoint Podcast Network. Stick around as I bring you more stories and interviews from veteran hunters and industry professionals who inspire us all to be better equipped in the woods and in life.
Brave anglers search for the one they call king, but who will take his throne? Tune in to Waypoint TV's Battle for Silver, Saturday, May 18th from 12 to 6 p.m. Eastern, presented by Abyss Battery. Waypoint TV.